Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to Northern Line Radio, the show that brings you the best of New Order, Joy Division, and all related bands. Studio recordings, live performances, and rarities here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Turn again, turn towards this time. All she asks is strength to hold.
same old story. When we travel both so quickly, travel first, lean towards this time. This is Reorder Play at Home, courtesy of New Order Online. My name is Will.
I'm Ian.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Warren.
We're going to be playing some of our demo to you, and we're going to be chewing the fat. No, we're not. We're going to be playing some of our demo tracks that we made a long time ago. We're going to be playing some live stuff we did a long time ago, and some more recent live recordings, some of it shit quality, some of it almost acceptable. Hopefully you'll make it all the way through. We'll also have a little chat about why Reorder, and that's about it really. And as part of this first track, I'll probably play all four tracks from the demo. That'll be the first one. It's the only thing but decently recorded up to this stage. So, and then the next track will be from our first gig at the Dublin Castle.
One of my lasting memories of that first gig is I remember I was tuning up. There was a few people in the audience when I started tuning up, and got both my basses tuned. I turned round, the whole place was rammed.
I couldn't believe how sort of busy it was, really.
I mean, that was...
Got full up, really.
That was a real brown trouser moment.
Yeah, actually, yeah, so I saw you in the bar beforehand. You looked like you were going to be executed.
I was really nervous.
You looked very pale. I thought, I hope this really works out for you, you know, because I had no idea what to expect at all. So.
What, musically?
Yeah, musically. I didn't know how it was going to work. I didn't know who else was in the group or anything.
But even when you have the security of knowing, to a sense, what you sound like, I mean, you're obviously still apprehensive, but you still don't know how it's going to go down. How the whole idea of a New Order tribute seems sort of a little far-fetched before doing it. and you think, well, who's going to go along to a gig like that? Because New Order are cool and tribute bands essentially aren't cool.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, well, how's this going to go down? People are going to accept the idea of it as well as, you know, accepting the performance of it. And Everything's Gone Green was a case in point. It's because Everything's Gone Green was the first sort of sequence track we did in rehearsals leading up to the first gig, waiting to become a four piece. I've never heard them play it live. One of the incentives to be in the band is you get to hear this stuff that you never got to hear live. And when we played it, and there was this sort of strange, euphoric, out-of-body moment where I suddenly realised I was listening to it, but I was playing it at the same time. Mm. And it's great, and that sort of made sense of doing the whole thing. And so that's part of one of the reasons I wanted to pick this, and also because all the rest are shit.
That's harsh.
Yeah. Harsh. Mr. Albrecht!
Where's John Mark?
Lots more sleeping sounds.
Thank you. the strangest one is there's a band in England called Reorder, who they've kind of got the New Order period from about 83 to 86 when we were a bit shaky, and they play like that, and that's absolutely hilarious. They actually play the way that we used to play, a bit shit. No, I'm gonna book them for my 50th, so they can play at my 50th birthday.
you were the first, Dean?
I was the first.
And obviously your role is?
Bases.
Many bases.
Many bases. I've just got another one to add to my collection.
So was Warren second first?
Warren was the second person, but I'd lost his number. And then
that's happened a hell of a lot in my life.
Yeah.
No, I remember phoning up, and I remember saying on the phone, new order. Yeah, are you gonna do any electronic? No, we're not gonna do that. And I thought, that's the last I hear.
Definitely silence.
Yeah. And you phoned back, and you'd obviously spoken to Will before.
Yeah.
And then we met in that pub, didn't we?
Yeah, that seems to be a signature thing with Reorder, doesn't it? Because when I rang up, another thing I was thinking, we don't have to go through some pop idol audition process.
Oh, good God, yeah.
Where everyone's coming along and, it's just wobbling their way through Blue Monday or whatever. Yeah. And no, it wasn't. It was just like, let's just go down the pub and chat about it.
That's the way I gauge people. So I let them have a few drinks and get a little bit squiffy and the real character comes out.
Yeah, the real character came out all the up the train carriage door as well on the way home. I thought I'd disgraced myself, but that's par for the course, isn't it?
But I had to kiss a lot of frogs before I met my princes.
on this podcast you'll be able to tell all the demos because they're the only ones with that studio quality production. we had to put that demo together because previously, like with all the rehearsals, we'd recorded a lot of the rehearsals, but it did sound like we'd been recording them with a microphone made out of wool. We'd actually put together a little four-track selection of tunes, which we were going to use to try and get a local gig with a mate, and then he sort of scared me off the idea after he listened to it. But I thought, as a sense of novelty, we could play one of those tracks, and it's from really early in the rehearsal days, when we're obviously still doing it as a three-piece, but struggling, you know, I was trying to do two roles with the guitar and the vocals, and this is our version of Digital. Well, we'll have to apologise for the sound quality, and as I say, we're going to get a microphone made out of 1970s products soon.
Well, I've not heard this.
You haven't heard this?
Okay.
Well, what's really funny about this is that because it was so shy, the actual quality of the recording is so shy, I thought there's no way you can give this to people, so I stuck some audience noise on the beginning and end to make it seem like it was recorded on like some really dodgy equipment at a gig. And obviously we shied off that idea and did some proper recording in my front room. But and subsequent to getting our first gig, we found out that the band that supported us were actually using old Joy Division Live recordings for their demo, which I found just a tad the other side of cheeky. You know. It's shameless.
It's good.
It's a funny little recording, is it? I think it does sound like a voice from beyond the grave, you know.
Yeah.
Just actually recorded in the coffin.
Reorder. A bit shaky, a bit shit.
Reorder are 0.007315 kilometres high. We have a combined weight of 53¾ stone, and I can't translate that to pounds for our overseas friends, or kilograms even, but it's definitely overweight. we have Reorder has slept with 87 women.
Each, is that
so far? And Reorder also has 12 points on their license. So, really, we shouldn't be on the road. Which probably explains why we don't have many gigs. Reorder's combined age is 150. That can't be right.
It should be 200.
Those were the stats.
There's stats missing off that.
Is there stats missing? What was the other stat? Oh, God, what was the other stat?
At a total cock length.
Oh, that's it came to a negative number in the end. Sorry, guys, I brought down the average. We're not
we'll be right back. one's for Ed, because he requested it.
This is Reorder Pie at Home. Paul will be filling you in with his top recipe for Swiss roll.
Because I do enough snacking for all of you, don't I?
Which brings me up to our specific roles in the band. I don't think, Paul, you're chief snacker, aren't you?
Chief snacker and glutton. And smoker as well.
Snacker, glutton, smoker. Warren?
What, a serious roll, or...?
No, a Swiss roll.
A Swiss roll. Do you prefer chocolate Swiss roll, or jam roll,
or a drum roll?
Drum roll.
No, I like... What is it?
Arctic roll.
They're quite good, aren't they? Yeah. They're the fastest selling album or something, aren't they?
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, right, the Arctic Monkeys.
Out of all the Swiss rolls you've eaten, what would you say was your best one?
Probably at Witchwood 2. I nipped off into the dressing room during Blue Monday, which I can do, because I don't really play much on that song, and had a quick third of the roll. I brought a knife with me to make a bit less mess. Sometimes I take 6 mince pies.
This raises a classic question of when you're playing live, should you mix pies and cake? Because isn't it cake after pies, nasty surprise? Exactly. That's the old wives' tale, I believe.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you. This will be the last song. I don't know how Morrissey does it. He must have a glass eye.
I like Apple Turner. Sorry, take over. I did actually have a girlfriend once, and she didn't like apple turnovers, or she didn't like me eating them, so I wasn't allowed to eat apple turnovers. And I don't know why I'm such a pussy, but I just let her get away with it and let her boss me around.
In fact, we haven't talked about the ex-girlfriend, the curse of reorder, have we, Paul?
I think it dumped at every gig via text, via email, everything. I'm waiting for skywriting. So our plane's going to fly. Well, it's a nice red plane. And it's, sorry, Paul, sorry to do this. Goodbye. It'll never work.
Thanks and for last night. Yeah. It just must never happen again.
Yeah. It was a big mistake.
But, you see, if they did that in nice icing on a cake, you wouldn't feel half as bad, would you?
No, I wouldn't, actually. I could have... They could poison it, I suppose, as well, with laxative.
Which would explain quite a lot of the shit that we come out with on stage. Okay, well, the last two tracks, they're recorded at the Wychford this weekend, or this last weekend. And I think they're good tracks, not because of the performance necessarily, or even the recording, but I think that it shows a willingness to do a bit of experimentation or to take liberties with the material and tuning. And it's something that perhaps New Order are best known for, that sense of adventure, that sense of experimentation. Mm. And it's that spirit that I think that shows up through these tracks, as well as a whole lot of other things being shown up through these tracks. Anyway, first one is Confusion, featuring Nick from New Order Online, who gets up and rat-a-tats, and then we've got another track to follow that. I guess the only other thing is to thank everyone who helped make this podcast possible. So obviously, thank the guys at New Order Online for this opportunity, and the folks who sort of put some of the recordings together as well. That's Jame and Alex and people featured on tracks.
I'd just like to thank all the people that follow us up and down the country. I think, it's bloody fantastic that they go to all that effort. Yeah.
To those about to mosh.
Yeah. We salute you.
It's good, yeah.
You're listening to New Order Online Radio on NewOrderOnline.com.
Oh,
This is our last song this half. I'm going off for some oranges.
in 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in 3 months.
Yeah, that was reorder.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
In fact, it's only going to be a 5-minute podcast with just us talking about tapes.
Yes. Good night. And thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Good night.
Good night.
And that's it for tonight from New Order Online Radio. See you all next time.